So, we have been looking at this when we freeze. We've identified situations where we freeze, and then we've been inviting the parts of us that's responsible for the freeze response to show us or tell us about what the problem they're seeking to mitigate is. Now, sometimes if we go through the layers, and really I want to say the layers of the P model, take it with a pinch of salt, because it kind of suggests that each layer is a response to the previous layer, is solving the problem of the previous layer. But I have seen many examples where that's not the case. So it's not always like that. But nevertheless, one of the freeze response will sometimes be a solution to woundedness, right? If you feel wounded and the wounding feels, the hurt feels overwhelming, you can freeze as a way of not feeling it. And you can recognize this because many times if you're frozen and then you unfreeze, then the tears come. Does that make sense? It's like then you get in touch with the hurt. So sometimes the freeze is a way of numbing out the pain of the woundedness, the pain of the hurt. Can anybody relate to that? Good. Freeze can also be responses to other things. So this is why I'm saying don't take this as gospel, right? It's not always like that. However, the woundedness is the next part that we would like to explore. And when I was thinking this through, I thought there's a particular type of action that we sometimes do around woundedness that I think can be particularly interesting to explore. And that is sometimes we hold on to woundedness. Have you noticed how sometimes we feel wounded? And in a sense, we do like this with it. It's like some people come and try and say, well, you know, it's gonna be better or something like that. And you go like, nope, you're not persuading me to let go of it. We don't like the feeling of woundedness, but there's also something holding on to it. How many can relate to that? Yes. So there are certain kinds of woundedness, certain kind of pain that we hesitate in letting go. And so this is the next type of personality parts that I'll invite you to explore. When have you experienced holding on to woundedness, holding on to hurt? And again, I really, really, really want to emphasize this is because sometimes people might hear it like this, but this is not a project of getting you to give up holding on to the woundedness. Hold on to it for as much as you want to. This is the project is not to go in and learn what kind of woundedness do you hold on to? How can we make you let go of that, right? That's not the project. The project is to identify the parts of you that hold on to the woundedness and then hear their story, just like we did with the frozenness. So either you can identify the situations where you hold on to the woundedness and then just have an open question, an open inquiry where you ask yourself, what motivates me to hold on to the woundedness? Or you can use the technique that I mentioned before, and you can say, if I let go of the woundedness, if I don't hold on to the woundedness, the risk is that. And remember focusing on the risk, because sometimes people say, if I stop holding on to the woundedness, I'd feel much better, right? Yes, but that's not, you probably would, but that's not why you hold on to it. You hold on to it because you think if you let go of it, you'd feel worse somehow. It's like if we hold on to something that's unpleasant, Logically, it must be because we think the unpleasantness of the woundedness is a small price to pay for mitigating the risk that we believe necessitates, that we believe we have to hold on to the woundedness in order to avoid that risk. Does that make sense? Good. Any, let me just see, any questions?